Chapter 2, The Second Day. Ginny awoke on Luna's bed the following afternoon to the smell of breakfast. They had been up late talking and reminiscing. Luna talked about her travels, and that made Ginny want to see more of the world. And they talked about Quidditch and the Hollyhead Harpies. Luna, it turned out, had been keeping track of her career. At the end of the night, they both passed out on Luna's bed. Nothing else had happened between them, but Ginny was okay with that, even though she knew she wanted more. Ginny stretched and rolled out of bed. After using the bathroom, she made her way downstairs to the kitchen, where Luna was cooking, still in her pajamas, which seemed to have been crafted from bits of fabric that were Ravenclaw colors. Ginny had gone to bed wearing a t-shirt and shorts. "Good afternoon," Luna said. "Yeah, sorry I slept so late," Ginny replied. "Oh, it's no problem. I have trouble sleeping sometimes. Would you like some breakfast?" "Yes, please. That would be great." Luna didn't have any dining room furniture, so they just stood and ate in the kitchen while they chatted. "This is delicious, Luna. Thank you," Ginny said. Luna just smiled at her. They hadn't spoken at all about what happened yesterday. Ginny wondered if it was just a fluke. What if Luna regretted it? "So, Luna, about yesterday," Ginny started. "Yes," Luna said. "Was it okay?" Ginny asked. "It was wonderful, although I feel bad that you got a bit left out," Luna replied. "Oh, that's all right," Ginny said. No, it's not, but we can fix that," Luna said, her smile never fading. Both had just finished their breakfast, and were now just standing in the kitchen, leaning against counters. Luna walked over to Ginny and kissed her, wrapping her arms around her shoulders. Ginny moved her hands down to Luna's lower back, just above her arse, and pulled her into her. Luna was kissing with a hunger that Ginny had rarely experienced, while Ginny's hands lightly squeezed Luna's arse. Pulling away, Luna said, "Let's go back up to the bedroom," and she led Ginny upstairs. Once upstairs, Luna quickly pulled off her pajamas, revealing that she wore nothing else underneath. Ginny was surprised to see that Luna's tan wasn't just on the parts of her skin that were normally visible. Luna saw Ginny admiring her and said, "I like to sunbathe naked sometimes. It's nice to go out into nature and feel the sun on my skin and smell the trees and grass, and maybe a light breeze over my skin." Ginny thought that sounded wonderful. "Are you going to take off your clothes, Ginny Weasley?" Luna asked. "Of course," Ginny said, and removed her t-shirt and shorts, but not as quickly as Luna had removed her clothes. Luna then nearly dove on Ginny, knocking her to the bed, her mouth on Ginny's, and her body collapsing against hers. Ginny couldn't believe this was really happening. She was really about to fuck Luna Lovegood. Luna sat on Ginny's midsection and then bent over to kiss Ginny some more. She then kissed down Ginny's neck and collarbone, then whispered, "Would you like me to make you come?" Ginny laughed and said, "Yes, please." Luna crawled back down Ginny's body, occasionally planting little kisses on her torso. She then nuzzled Ginny's pubic mound and kissed it. Ginny could feel herself throbbing with anticipation as Luna dragged her tongue down from her pubic mound to her slit. Luna then pulled the lips apart with her hands to find the flesh beneath. She used the tips of two fingers to gently rub Ginny's clit, and Ginny bit her lip and groaned a little. Luna then flicked it with her tongue, and Ginny jerked a little. Luna kissed around Ginny's hood before finally kissing her clit directly. Ginny wasn't sure how much more she could take and started to thrust her pelvis a little. Luna then slowly licked Ginny's clit, and then began steadily lapping at it. Ginny looked down at Luna and reached down to pull her dirty blonde hair out of the way, so she could better see what Luna was doing. Luna stopped licking for a moment and pressed her face into Ginny's crotch and sucked on Ginny's clit. Ginny moaned loudly and dug her fingers in the bed. Luna then began licking harder and faster, and soon Ginny found herself clutching the sheets hard as she came, and waves of pleasure hit her. Luna then moved back up Ginny's body and kissed Ginny once more. Ginny grabbed Luna and rolled her over onto the bed and laid on top of her, kissing her hard. She desperately wanted to make Luna come hard and began kissing her way down Luna's torso. "Suck on my nipples, please," Luna asked. Ginny smiled, nodded, and did just that, and Luna closed her eyes, and Ginny watched as her lips trembled and she let out a soft moan. While she sucked, she moved a hand down between Luna's legs and rubbed her clit, making Luna's moans louder. "Will you put a finger in me?" Luna asked, and Ginny obliged and found that Luna was soaking wet, and Ginny had little trouble sliding a finger inside of her. As she moved her finger in and out of Luna, she said, "It's a shame we aren't at Harry's place. I have a toy. One that forms to your body and changes its size. Even lets you feel it a bit," Luna said. "Yeah," Ginny replied. Luna moved out from under Ginny and went over to her nightstand and pulled out an identical toy. "Do you want to fuck me?" Luna asked. Ginny nodded and took the toy and strapped it to her body. She then went over to the shelf where she had set her wand last night and said the charm to attach it to her body. "How big would you like it?" Ginny asked. "Whatever you're most comfortable with," Luna replied. "I've got lube if we need it." Ginny had never been in the position to choose its size for herself. After contemplating for a moment, she decided to go for a familiar size. In this case, the size of Harry's cock, which was fairly typical lengthwise, but thick. After doing the charm, she asked Luna for the lube, and then lubed it up nicely. Luna was touching herself already when Ginny positioned herself between her open legs and slowly pushed the toy inside of her. When she was all the way in, Luna let out an "oh" and began to rub her clit faster. Ginny began to thrust in and out of Luna slowly as Luna pleasured herself. "Oh, Ginny, fuck me harder, please," Luna said, and Ginny sped herself up and began to thrust harder. "No, harder than that," Luna said, and Ginny began to pound into Luna as Luna fingered her clit frantically. Ginny could feel herself ready to come again, but managed to restrain herself. She'd had a bit of practice at this point. Then Ginny watched Luna throw her head back and say, Oh, Merlin, I'm going to come." Ginny pounded the toy in and let the pleasure take over as she came again, this time with Luna, whose body was jerking and shaking as she moaned loudly. Once Luna was still again, Ginny kissed her, and then they just smiled at each other. "Well, that was nice," Luna said. "What do you want to do now?" "I don't know," Ginny said. "You should come over to the burrow. Say hi to my mum and dad. I bet they'd like to see you." "Okay," Luna said. As they cleaned up, then dressed, Luna kept on playing what had just happened in her mind. For years, she had dreamed of what it would be like to be with Luna, but never seriously considered that it could happen. Ginny vowed to stay in Luna's life and be a good friend to her, especially now that she needed it more than ever. She thought maybe even of inviting her over to see Harry and Neville sometime. Yes, she thought, I bet she'd like that.